And Oscar nominations are just out. Joining us now is Rafer Guzman, Takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday. Well, there have been predictions for a while, Rafer. Who got the nomination, those 10 nomination spots for Best Picture?
The Best Picture nominations were, I feel like Anne Hathaway making the announcement this morning. It was Avatar, The Blind Side, which was a surprise, District 9, and Education, The Hurt Locker, which was no surprise. I think that was a big frontrunner in many people's minds for a long time, Inglourious Bastards and Precious, Serious Man, Up in the Air, and then I think the big news was Up, the animated film, which got nominated both for Best Picture and for Best Animated Feature, which I'm pretty sure is the first time it's ever happened.
And Best Screenplay.
Right.
And Best Screenplay, right.
Which really does not often happen at all for animated films.
That's right. It's been a really good year for animated films. I think it was interesting that they saved that feature, actually, for the second to last in the announcement run-up. So I think that kind of shows how I think people are pretty interested in that category this time around.
Any other surprises among the nominations?
Well, I mean, I guess you could say that Sandra Bullock was a bit of a surprise for leading actress. You know, she was in this surprise hit, The Blind Side, the sports drama. That, I mean, that's not a surprise if you were watching the Golden Globes because she was nominated for that. But I think it's a little bit of a surprise just in general since most people think of her as kind of a lightweight comedic actress. So that's quite a coup for her.
What did you think about these 10 nominations? Did it make room for films that deserve to be in? I mean, we would have seen Up in there if we didn't have 10 nomination slots.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to really quantify this, but I think the films that may have snuck in into the bottom five, so to speak, the ones that may not have been there, had this just been a normal Oscar year, would probably be The Blind Side, District 9, which was a big popcorn sci-fi film, and Education, which was a smaller indie drama, Serious Man, which the Coen Brothers film, which, you know, got pretty good reviews, but was not a huge critical success. It wasn't a huge box office hit. And then, of course, Up. I'm not sure if Up would have gotten a nomination like this had we just had, you know, five nominees.
Okay, we're going to be talking about this more. That's Rafer Guzman, Takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.